Your exclusive home for Midwestern State Mustang sports. 100.9 Bob FM. KWFB FM, Holiday, Wichita Falls.
15:52 remaining here in the second half. Midwestern State ahead by 16 points over Texas A&M International in their season opener. And the Mustangs trying to get the first real win of the season as a three-point shot is going to go in for Angie Villanueva, and she makes it a 57-44 game. As now Savannah Carver going down low for Gober in the paint. This ball is lost by Skylar Warwick, and here comes Meshack. She's going to go off the left side lane as she drives the lane, and a foul is going to be called on Midwestern State. So Meshack will get a two-shot opportunity at the free throw line, and the foul is going to be called on Ashley Rush. And the transfer out of Southwestern Oklahoma picks up her second, team's third here of this second half. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you in part by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Briegel's Home Decorating, First Bank, and the MSU Alumni Association. Glad you could join us on this Saturday night from D.L. Ligon Coliseum. Dan Hawkins with you, filling in for Bill Powers tonight as the second shot for Rush is not going to go, or excuse me, for Meshack will not go. It's 57-45 here in favor of the Mustangs. Carver with the basketball, working against the Heartland Conference Freshman of the Year, Chacon. And Chacon gets screened out nicely. Carver off the screen, takes a 12-footer. It doesn't go in the basket. And a rebound by Meshack. And a foul is going to get Noelle Johnson up off the bench, and they're going to call that on Skylar Warwick. And Warwick picks up her second, team's fourth. And the Dust Devils will get the basketball here with 15:11 remaining in the contest. The Dust Devils 0-1 on this young season as they open up with four Lone Star Conference teams to open the non-conference portion of their schedule. Now Meshack dribbling towards lane. She got stripped of the basketball by Rush, and Rush now leading the charge up court to Carter. Carter up off the glass in transition, and Midwestern State leads it 59-45. Nice job in transition yet again from the Mustangs. Here's Meshack quickly down the floor. She's going to throw up a wild layup. Won't go. Rebounded nicely by Carter. And now here comes Rush streaking up the floor left side, brings it to the middle of the court. She's at the free throw line. We'll leave it up top now for Carter. Carter dribbles, throws it down low for Warwick. She was by herself, lays it up and in off the glass. And it's 61-45 Midwestern State. 14:22 left in this second half. Now Midwestern State stealing the basketball, and Meshack is going to foul Carter after she stole the basketball in the full court press. And MSU really flexing its defensive muscles here in this second half. It's a five-point game at halftime, and they have more than doubled that since in the five-plus minutes of this second half as Carter at the free throw line. And the first one up, and it's too strong off the back of the iron. She's now 1 of 3 on the night. Carter, the 5'10 freshman out of Angleton, a three-time all-district selection as a four-year starter in high school. All-state and academic all-state her junior and senior years. And she puts in the second one. And Midwestern State now with a 17-point lead, with 14:15 remaining in the game. Meshack now quickly across the center court stripe, dribbling against Rush. She's on the left side wing, up top now between the circles for Torres. Torres back, left side wing to Meshack. Meshack looking for Johnson down low, and Johnson has it stripped away by Carter. And again, the defense for MSU coming up big as it's Ashley Rush now working against Meshack. Has her back to her, and nice screen by Carter, and they're going to call a offensive foul against Carter, as they're going to say she pushed her hip out and her knee to block Meshack coming around the screen. And for Carter, that's going to be her second, team's fifth. And the crowd here at D.L. Ligon Coliseum letting the officials know exactly what they think about that call. Midwestern State, the press has really helped tonight, especially here in this second half, as they've really expanded that lead to 17 points, and now the ball stolen away by Carter. Another steal for Midwestern State. Carter up off the glass, goes in. Nice job on the pass from Rush. And that's 6 points now in the game for Carter. Inbound here as Midwestern State keeps the press on as they really try to put the clamps here on the Dust Devils. Ball goes down to Johnson. She tries to go into the paint, and she gets a hand to the face for her troubles. And a foul going to be called on Skylar Warwick, a block foul. And that's going to be her third, team sixth. Into the game for the Dust Devils, Morgan Simpson, a 5'5 sophomore guard out of Houston, Texas. And driving the lane was Chacon, and she's going to get it to go down. And she has 4 points in the ballgame. Savannah Carver now in transition. Short shot, 4 feet, won't go. Gets her own rebound. Spin move, and she's going to get fouled by Nikita Scott. And Scott now in some serious foul trouble. She's got 4 in the game, and she fouled out last night against Angelo State, and now on the verge of doing the same here against Midwestern State. And Midwestern State, 21 of 30 from the free throw line tonight. As the 22nd shot goes in, Carver makes it a 65-47 game. Carter is going to come out of the game. Jasmine Patterson is going to check in for her. And Carter will take a seat, having scored 6 points on the night. Carver now throws in her 22nd point. That's a game high as Carissa Lang is going to check in for Carver. Carver having a fantastic night. Definitely a yeoman's effort tonight from her. 13:06 remaining here in the second half. Midwestern State up by 19, and a carrying violation by the Dust Devils results in another turnover. This has just been a terrible night in terms of turnovers for the Dust Devils. Driving the lane, Gober, and she gets it to go in off the left side. And this has turned into a rout here in the first 7-plus minutes of the second half. 68-47, 21-point lead for Midwestern, their largest lead of the game. Johnson turnaround jumper won't go. It's rebounded by Alexis Thomas. Out top for Chacon. Chacon drives left side, kicks it out for Alexis Thomas. Thomas shot too strong off the glass, won't go. She gets her own rebound, guarded by Patterson. Now Thomas will drive baseline. And now a blocking foul is going to be called on Midwestern State. And if that's on Warwick, that will be her fourth. Indeed it is. So that's going to bring Sierra Thompson up off the bench to replace her. Vigilia will also check into the ballgame, replacing Shatoya Gober. Destiny Howard up off the Dust Devil bench, and she will replace Samantha Chacon with 12:31 remaining in the ballgame. Midwestern State ahead 68-47 as Alexis Thomas, the freshman guard out of Arlington, will put it up, and she makes the shot, and it's 68-48, and she gets her first point of the season on that free throw. Second shot on the way. Nothing but the bottom of the net. 68-49, Midwestern State. Lang up ahead for Digilia. Digilia, cross-court pass to Rush, right side. Down low, Patterson. Nice pass to Thompson. Lays it up and in. Midwestern State all over the Dust Devils from Texas A&M International. It's 70-49 now, and the full court press by the Mustangs. Across the timeline are the Dust Devils. Morgan Simpson leaves it off for Torres. Now it's Alexis Thomas back up top for Torres. Torres kicks it up top to the wing for Simpson. Simpson gives it off to Destiny Howard. Her three-point shot a little bit short, picked up by Sierra Thompson, and now a holding foul, and play gets chippy between Jennifer Johnson and Sierra Thompson. And that is going to lead to a timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. Midwestern State up by 21 with 11:50 remaining in the second half on Bob FM.